speakeasy's open.
Yes. Erin, I also didn't know what to do with this. So
I what did you add to it?
Well, Erin gave us this mystery syrup.
Yeah, I made some syrup.
Smelled really good, and she said you could add bourbon to it. So I put
bourbon and sparklies.
Yeah, I put 1.5 ounces of bourbon in there, and then I just added some sparkly. I haven't even tasted it. I have no idea if I did it right.
Sounds like you did it right. Let's see. First review.
It's been sitting with the ice for a little bit, so it's
very yummy.
Down a little bit.
No calories in this one either.
Oh, this is also calorie free, just so you know.
Let's establish that first.
It smells like ginger to me.
Yes, ginger for sure.
So there is for sure ginger in this, because right now I'm going down this very intense rabbit hole of eating ginger. I'm just loving the flavor of ginger. And because I keep drinking ginger beers and they're kind of pricey, I was like, why am I paying for ginger beer when I could make my own ginger flavored syrup?
Okay.
So, and then I went down the rabbit hole of, well, what else could I put with my ginger while I make a syrup? And so I came across a ginger lemongrass syrup, and that is what you have.
Ginger and lemongrass.
Ginger and lemongrass. And they said it was good for a cocktail with bourbon. There was also a bourbon cocktail recipe that was with a ginger lemongrass syrup. So I thought, I'll pass you guys the syrup and you can construct at will.
What did you put in yours?
I'm drinking it with tequila.
Because Heather went and sent me this video of somebody boiling ginger and lemon peel. And so I put a little bit of lemon juice in here and lemon peel too while I was boiling
it. Very nice. Very nice.
It's yummy.
I think it's super delicious. It is
How much lemongrass is in here?
2 stalks. I had them diced up and in my freezer. So I just popped them into the pan with peeled and quartered ginger. It could be spicier. It's not gingery enough.
So you would put more ginger, you mean?
Yeah. As it was cooking, I started grating what I had left of ginger in my fridge just to up that tang that you get from the ginger that I thought didn't come out as much in the syrup just from having the wedges in there.
Do you put ginger in your fridge? I just had to like follow up on that because
I do.
Supposed to be the better place to store it.
Where do you keep it, Sarah?
I put it in my pantry with my garlic, but then I go through it so fast.
I keep it in the freezer.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I didn't know. I mean, I just assumed that would be fine and that I could keep it longer.
Mm-hmm. We're always running out of ginger, so maybe I like to always find out how to store stuff because I'm always learning that stuff.
Maybe it grates really easy when it's frozen. Just grate it.
This is really sweet.
This is a very nice syrup.
But it's tasty.
Very tasty.
So because I've been experimenting and making all these syrups at home, I have a funny story to tell you about my youngest son. So when I made a Paloma a few months back, my youngest son got really into this Paloma drink that I made. Go check out
the recipe.
Yeah.
And reminder.
My brain has dumped out. My kid was so into it, he packed one to school one day, and then I got a call home because he told his teachers that it was an alcoholic drink. And when they smelled it, because it had all these like grapefruity...
Yeah,
because they're not professionals.
They're not professionals like us.
That there's no alcohol in there. Like
listening to this podcast, for God's sakes.
So they didn't know that it was non-alcoholic, and so there was a little bit of confusion. We got that all ironed out.
Confusion. She gets a call from the school, being like, "Why is your kid bringing alcoholic drinks?
Can you
to
please
school?
Check through your child's lunch before he packs it?"
Thinking that he snuck some alcohol.
It. I was like, I don't even have alcohol practically in my house. Like, it's just
I remember this story. It was the same. You told me the story the same day that I got a call from the school about a really stupid, ridiculous thing that my kid said to some other kid. But anyway, I remember the story, and you were just like, so I told her, like, well, I mean, I do. I mean, I don't really drink. The only time I drink is like for work.
I drink for work.
I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't think that went over well.
What do you mean you drink for work?
Oh my God.
It's a hard job that we have.
Many people drink for work.
Yeah, no kidding. People who have to schmooze their clients.
Okay, and instead of going home after work, they go out and they drink as long as the boss wants to drink. And they drink for work. So that is a valid excuse.
Right? Okay, so the story gets a little bit better after we clarify that my child's not packing alcohol to school. He's in grade 6, by the way, just to give everyone reference. Like, he's not like a teenager. He's like a little guy. Come on.
And he looks like he's about 6. Well, I haven't seen him in person recently, but he looks like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just a little thing.
My poor children. They have the youthful beauty that comes from their mother. Mm-hmm. So then the other day, my little guy decided he hadn't had a Paloma in a while. And he was like, or he came into the living room and said, "Ooh, I made a Paloma." And I thought to myself, I don't remember making syrup. Like, we haven't had syrup in the fridge forever. He made his Paloma, but instead of syrup, he made it with chicken broth.
Oh,
that was
gross.
Sitting in my fridge.
Oh, he thought it was syrup. I see. Okay.
And he was so excited because there was this jar of syrup that he thought, and he was, "Oh, I made myself this Paloma," and he comes and sits down and he takes this big sip and he's like,
"You let him take a sip of that?"
Oh, I didn't know until, like, he's telling me these things as I'm like out in another universe, right? Like, I made a Paloma. I'm like, "Oh, really?" Like,
he's already taken. She's had her gummies. She's all relaxed.
I'm like on the couch contemplating the meaning of life. Don't interrupt me with your drinks, please. Anyway, so now the joke in our house is that a Paloma is much better than the Brothoma, which is what we coined it. So don't mix up syrups and broth in your fridge. So now my kid smells things before he opens up the jars. But it was just so sweet how he was like, "This isn't right."
Oh, that'd be gross.
Yeah. Chicken broth and grapefruit juice.
Not recommended.
Nope.
You heard it here, everybody.
Exactly.
Three Kitchens
Until we
podcast.
Come across a recipe that says, "Ooh, chicken broth and this particular booze."
Bartenders say, "Highly sophisticated."
Highly sophisticated. Ladies you want to marry and be around.
The most beautiful ladies.
Young kids drinking underage. That's the category that orders that.
Today, when I was mixing drinks for this, I had the tequila out, and my son came in the room. He's like, "Oh, what's that one?" And he's asking me, "What are the things?" And I said, "Oh, it's tequila." And he's like, "Well, is it alcohol?" And I said, "Yeah, you want to smell it?" And he's like, "No." I pretty much think every alcohol smells like rubbing alcohol, which is really what it is, and that's disgusting. And I was like, "You just keep thinking that."
Yes, totally.
Stay out of my cupboard.
Totally. You're 100% right. My dear.
Yep. Absolutely disgusting.
All right, guys, I have to get back to drinking.
Because that's not what we're doing here.
Well, I'm done my drinks.
You're done
all confused.
I'm done all my drinks.
Listen, in the middle of a drinking episode, she goes, "Listen, I gotta go. I have to get back to drinking."
I don't even know what to say to that. Yeah. I'm just like,
that means her cup is empty. And she needs to go and refill.
Not just one cup. I have 3 cups that are empty.
My cups are empty. Very good. Well, we don't want to keep you from your drinking, Sarah.
Thank
you. So, buenas noches.
Technically Saturday night as we're recording this,
but it's Friday.
So that's totally fair.
Thanks for joining us. You can find these recipes under the Speakeasy tab on 3kitchenspodcast.com.
Which Saturday night song are you going to sing? S-A-T-U-R. Or like... Saturday.
Well, it's warm enough to sit outside, so maybe that's what I'll be.